Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back. I'm Ryan Recker, in for Mark Cox this week, alongside Dan Buck. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Can I tell you how much this one story scared me? You covered it last hour, where a kidnapper posed as a family member to sign out the middle school student, and police luckily found the kid, but sounded like pretty heavily drugged up, was sleeping, the 13-year-old girl. That is so scary to me.
Yeah.
Because of how easy this kidnapper alleged made it look.
Apparently went in crying to the office saying that a family member of theirs had been killed, and his mom asked him to, you know, had names and everything, though. I mean, had the name of the child, had the name of the mom, said that he was there to pick her up because of this family crisis. And it was an alert. Actually, it was an alert counselor from another school who had just heard that this person, well, she knew the mom. And she says, oh, I'm going to just call her up, tell her I'm thinking of her, and said, hey, sorry about the family emergency and family death. And she says, what are you talking about? You know? Yeah. Heads up by that counselor to call the mother and inform her that her daughter had been taken out. And the way they got the guy in 6 hours, it took them to track him down. They went through surveillance camera footage, and apparently his license plate on his car was picked up by a school camera, and they were able to trace that back to his residence, and they knocked on the door about 1:30 in the afternoon after she'd been abducted shortly after 7:30. It was very beginning of the school day.
Right.
And, can you imagine?
This whole scheme, 43-year-old accused of doing this and pretty well documented, but that counselor that thought to do that, give that person a raise.
Immediately. Yeah.
I mean, key to the city. And how sad is it, too, because this is in Florissant, that the administrators at that school thought, oh, yeah, that sounds realistic. Yeah, we'll just go along with this. The story that is being fed to them, didn't think once to double check it.
Well, and like in our kids' grade school, you had to have each family had their own password code. Right. Mm-hmm. That if someone was going to go pick, you had to give them the password. So they had a list of every student in the place and the family. What's the safe word was what they called it. But every school had a safe word. And if you came to pick up your child or someone other than the parents came to pick up the child, they needed to have the safe word in addition to the child's name and the parents' name. It's not hard to find parents' names of kids if you're at all connected to the school, you could easily match those up, but you don't know their safe word. And I just think to check a child out, it should be like checking somebody, out of a hospital. It should not be easy. It should be, something that you have to go through a procedure in order to do it.
You said this something you had with your kids. Now they're adults.
Yeah.
Do you want to share what your safe word was? I'm just curious if you want to or not.
I don't remember what our safe word was now that you think about it.
I had a safe word when I was a kid in school as well, and I don't know if I can say it on the radio or not. I think it's not going to get us fined.
Yeah.
But if I were to say it, people would be disappointed. I would with the safe word.
I think we changed ours too. I don't think that's why I don't remember it, because I think we had different ones, different years. So.
Okay, so I'm going to let you know, and if anyone has any small kids in the car right now, it's just going to take 5 seconds, and you're going to say it's so stupid and immature. Our safe word was puke sauce.
That's two words.
Gross.
That's two words.
Well, we used it as one in our family.
Just oh, one. No.
But when we sat down and we said, what's something that no one would guess? And of course, when I was a kid, that was hilarious to me. And I said, that is what we are going to do.
And you would remember it, right? I mean, it is something.
What,
once you hear puke sauce, you're pretty much, I said it again. We just need to quit saying that. It's a bad image. But, I just had breakfast.
But isn't that the best type of password? Your kid's not going to forget it ever. And if you tell it to someone else, they're not going to forget it. So that's why you kept it to yourself. And if there was an emergency and you were like, here's what the code word is,
yep,
they'll know. And, you know, the school had that logged, like they had that written down somewhere in their documents.
I imagine the
along
the,
all the legit ones.
It was probably, I mean, fun to see all those passwords. I bet families did come up with some creative words, you know, just so it'd be unique. You wouldn't use the word, you know, baseball or apple or something like that. You'd come up with something creative, you would think. And I know
I would
ours
like
were
to know what it is. If there was a list somewhere, administrators, an old list that is no longer in use, I'd be curious some of the more unique
clearly
ones.
They don't have it at that middle school in Florissant, because this
was
successful at getting them out. And is that something legally that where they could get in some big trouble? I mean, this child clearly traumatized, right? She was taken to this gentleman's home. Police say he and the girl are saying they only played video games for a while. He gave her a drink of something that had something in it, apparently, according to police. She drank it and had actually just fallen asleep. And when she heard the knock at the door of the police, and who knows what would have happened had the police not gotten there when they did, God forbid, you know.
No but, kidding. Well, you can probably positively assume what was about to happen next.
Yep.
Just terrible. And they got there just in time. This is like almost out of a television show, like Law and Order,
right,
the way that they swooped in.
Well, and, all right, kudos to the Florissant Police Department for quick action, quick investigation,
good,
and making it a priority case. And they got to him just in time.
100% right. All right, let's do the short list.
The Mark Cox short list.
The stuff that they're saying about Kimmel, they never said about Charlie. Their praise after his death was perfunctory. So they take something real, like a true martyrdom, and they turn it into this performative fakery. Charlie Kirk was brutally murdered before millions. The ultimate denial of free speech.
That's Greg Gutfeld speaking of the Jimmy Kimmel he calls non-apology.
Yeah.
And Gutfeld is right on, my man. He is right on to call out all of these Hollywood elites and things going around patting themselves on the back because Jimmy Kimmel's back on the air, when they forget that this person was murdered for his actual free speech.
You don't have to agree with my immigration policies. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration policies. But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel, JD. Wow. That was
JD
awesome.
JD is right now nailing his opportunities. He's going to different areas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Including when he made a stop here in Detroit. And I'll tell you, his speeches have been on fire lately, and he is making a huge impression right now with people.
Well, what happened to those ICE officers yesterday? Just tragic.
Terrible.
You know, a sniper on a building, you know, shooting three people. And these guys are under attack.
One detainee died.
And for any of these lawmakers to say they don't have a right to cover their face when they're being doxxed, when they're being followed home. From work. I mean, several of them have reported that they've been, you know, tailed and followed. That should not happen to people in law enforcement. And if they need to cover their face because lawmakers are promoting violence and anger against them, they have every right to do that while they're, you know. By the way, congressmen who are objecting to ICE, you wrote the laws. They're only enforcing them. These are your laws. Unbelievable.
It shows me, you know, it's an administration of trolls led by trolls, because we're a nation of trolls now. We're dunking on each other all the time.
That's the auto pen CNN. their take on the auto pen. We're a nation of trolls dunking on each other the whole time. All right, so they are not a fan of the auto pen picture up on the wall. That objectively is funny. I think it's objectively funny. And it was. It was.
Yeah, it was.
We have access to a technology to prevent airborne disease, something that millions of our ancestors and millions of people around the world today would kill for, and we refuse to use it. And I shudder to think of where we will be in another 5 years of unmitigated infection and reinfection.
You know,
I shudder to think.
The UN wonders why nobody, at least in the United States, so many people don't take you seriously. Because you let buffoons like this up to the microphone. You think of all the youth in America doing great things and doing really, you know, monumental stuff in all kinds of different areas. This is the person that you put up there as the youth issue of the day, talking about mask, a woman who's been wearing a mask for 5 years and thinks that this great technology, she called it technology, a mask, should be put out across all the world to protect all people from this horrific virus that's killing people and young people are suffering so much from COVID. No, they're not. No, they are not. Young people are barely even affected. They might get a runny nose as long as they're a healthy individual. Now, if you got core morbidities, you're probably wearing a mask to present yourself or protect yourself from all kinds of different illnesses, right? Mm-hmm. But my gosh, to think that this is the best youth person they could find to put up at the UN conference?
Well, probably had to do something with her name, and being Ben Affleck's daughter probably helped.
A movie star's kid at the UN? Yeah, that makes no sense.
They got people they can call. Well, keep in mind, Ben Affleck runs in those circles. We're talking super liberal circles, so it all makes sense that he might be able to, I don't know, get a little favor in that sense. But, you know, there were actually some pretty good parts of the UN. That's Donald Trump's portion of it. And did you see Zelensky and his portion of it? Was kind of interesting. Maybe we talk about that after the break. Yeah. I know we got to go. We got Tom Ackerman coming in this hour, too. We're going to talk some sports with him. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Brian Recker filling in. It's been a fun week, and I'll be here for the rest of the week. Dan Buck, nice to work with you again.
Always fun, always fun.
So you had Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, speak in front of the UN, and you can tell that things are shifting between the relationship of the United States and Ukraine. Yesterday, or was it 2 days ago? Maybe I'm getting my days mixed up. But you had the sit down and the look in where it showed Donald Trump was kind of getting tired of Putin lying to him. And part of it was showing that his, hey, if we're trying to negotiate an end to this war and one side is lying to you, then we're going to work harder with the other side because we're not putting up with this. There was another opinion piece that came out. I think it was the New York Post, one of them, essentially saying that this was the sign that things are going Ukraine's way if the United States and Donald Trump is actively going harder on one side, which shows that he's going to align himself with the one that's winning. And you're starting to see some territories that Ukraine at one point lost, or they're starting to regain them. And you had yesterday Zelensky in front of the United Nations, much like Donald Trump, and you had Zelensky blasting the United Nations. I watched, I would say maybe half of his speech. I tried to zip through some of it, but essentially what he said was, we have Ukrainians, we have weapons, we have ourselves defending ourselves in the United States. United Nations has done nothing. We've had help from some European allies. We wouldn't have been able to do it without the United States, but the UN has contributed nothing to us defending ourselves. And he's warning it. He's like, all these different nations fall, and you're starting to see a rise in Russia, and you're starting to see a rise of these other things, and the United Nations has done nothing. So good for Zelensky for calling them out, too.
Well, and you know, the relevance of the UN, I think, since the 1950s has been non-existent, but certainly over the past decade, you know, they can't even do the food supply programs appropriately. And their weak need, I mean, to have the nerve to say, well, we're going to give Palestine their own state while Hamas is still in control of that government and of that nation. I mean, you're talking about recognizing a terrorist group that that did genocide on 1,700 people in one day, right? And it was a planned attack. Now, I know a lot of people think, well, what the Israelis are doing is genocide against the Palestinians in Gaza, but that's not the case. They're harboring and being run by a terrorist organization, and I wouldn't. Would we stop if we didn't have the head of the snake cut off? Do you think we'd stop if Mexico somehow aligned themselves with, let's say, China, or worse yet, let's say drug cartels, right? And we had to go in and invade. Do you think we'd stop while those drug cartels were still in operation? No, we wouldn't stop, right? We would go in and do what's necessary to protect our borders and to make sure that those people continue would not attack us. It's just, it's sovereignty they're fighting for. It's for their own existence that they're fighting for. And as long as you have a hateful regime like Hamas running Palestine and brainwashing the Palestinian people, and, you know, I would argue holding back and torturing their own people in many cases if they dare speak out against the regime. But, you know, the fact that the UN is literally going to reward the Hamas people with their own statehood and their own recognition is insane to me. And he, you know, he's not going to call him out on that because he's got his own war. But Donald Trump did, and more people need to start calling the UN. I just don't know what their role is in the world. Why are we supplying hundreds of millions of dollars a year to an effort that oftentimes goes against the policies of the U.S.?
Yeah, I would argue what you're saying happened during the Biden administration when it came to drugs in Mexico and cartels running things.
Right.
So if you go back to the first administration of Donald Trump, one of the big things he did was, we have to stop this flow. It's killing our people. We're going to go hard on it. And part of it, too, is fighting it inside of Mexico. So Donald Trump goes to Mexico and says, you're going to jail these people and you're going to keep them on your side. We're not putting up with this. And if you don't, we're just going to slap giant tariffs. What did Mexico do? They got in line because they understood that was going to be hurtful to them. Joe Biden gets in office. That doesn't matter. We have just the flow of open borders through Joe Biden. He only cared about it until his last year in office, when he wanted to make it look like things were getting better under him to try to manipulate the statistics. That's the only time he cared about it. You had a free flow coming in from the southern border because of Joe Biden. And I would argue that the things you're saying, this cartel running things, we wouldn't put up with it. Well, we kind of did with Joe Biden.
Yeah, we did. Right. But we're not tolerating it now.
No.
And that's a new regime in the United States coming in and saying we are not going to allow nations to run roughshod. And that's all Israel's doing. We're just never going to be attacked again like that by an adverse terrorist group that hates us and promotes hate towards our people and have, you know, they'll only be happy if we're dead. And that's what that's what they're fighting for. And I you know, as a horrible of an atrocity is, war is ugly, but they have the right to defend their borders. You know,
you can't trust Hamas.
No,
you'll never be able to trust Hamas. You can't even work with Hamas. They're a terrorist organization. Israel is dealing with this for the long term. And the only way that they can ensure their survival is if Hamas doesn't exist, which we should all be cheering for. All right. Tom Ackerman coming up after the break.
Still leading 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman, good morning. KMOX Sports Director, how are you?
Ryan Recker, Dan Buck, how we doing?
Always fun to get you in here, especially going into a football weekend. Everybody wants to get your picks. I think you were very confident going into that Indiana-Illinois game. I just don't think anybody could have dreamed it was going to be a 62-10 romp. What's up for Indiana this week? Now 11th ranked.
Yeah.
People now definitely taking notice.
This is going to be a little different now. They go on the road and they take on Iowa. This is an Iowa team that will not beat itself. That's how Iowa plays. They've always been that way. They are a tough, strong, I'd say solid tackling. You know, they block and tackle. Handle field position. They don't beat themselves. Plus, they're playing in their own stadium. Everybody knows about Indiana by now, so they won't be sneaking up on anybody. Indiana's a very explosive team with lots and lots of talent, and this is an example of how college football is going today. Indiana has a lot of money and a very deep and huge alumni base, the second largest in the country to Texas. And so they have activated them, and there's a lot of money rolling into football, and they are paying for players and coaches and coordinators. They retained their defensive coordinator that everybody wanted, Brian Haynes. They retained, of course, and they'll have to do it again, pay Kurt Cignetti, their coach, mega bucks to keep him around. And, you know, they went in the transfer portal. They got one of the best quarterbacks in the portal, probably the best, in Fernando Mendoza. He's now the Heisman favorite. They're loaded with talent. They're going to come into Iowa and try to pull out a road victory and then go from there. Illinois plays USC and tries to pick up the pieces after getting thumped 63-10. USC's good. They're 4-0, and they're starting to look like the old Trojans program, but this will be a must-win for Illinois, or they're done for the college football playoff. They might be already, but they've got to pick it up and get it going here today. And then Saturday, that's an 11 a.m. kick. And then the other one we're paying attention to, of course, is Mizzou. Mizzou should have no problem with UMass on Saturday night, but mostly you just want to stay healthy and continue to play the way you're playing. It doesn't matter who you play. You want to be able to execute your system at the very highest level. If Missouri wants to get in there with the big boys, they have to make no mistakes, and they have to be great on both sides of the ball. There are a couple of things they need to work on. Their pass defense hasn't been great, and you know they would admit that. They have, however, a very strong running game, good, capable quarterback, good defense, and they seem to always be well coached. So this will be an important day for Mizzou just to get through that day, again, healthy, They get a week off, and then Alabama comes to Columbia on October 11th. So it should be a fun time.
I think they can win that. I really do.
I think they can. Yeah, I think they can. Alabama's playing a lot better, though, and it's Alabama. You talk about talent. Right. They have five stars all over their roster. So it'll be a challenge from here on out for Mizzou, but it's fun to be a Tiger fan for sure.
Yeah, Ryan, talk about your Tigers.
Well, I was going to you want to talk about an epic collapse of a baseball team, one of the grandest in baseball history going on with Detroit right now. But I was going to bring up, when it comes to the Cardinals, there's two different ways of thinking, and Dan and Ethan are on the opposite ends of what happens with the Cardinals here. Ethan, I'm going to just make your argument for you. He wants to see the Cardinals get swept by the Cubs because it puts them in a better chance at getting a higher draft pick if they are, you know, slip a little bit further down the rankings. Now, Dan wants to see the Cardinals sweep the Cubs, and he hopes so because he wants to win a bet that the Cardinals can get to 500 before the end of the season.
Preseason bet with my buddy Jimmy, who said they wouldn't be 500. I took that bet, so they got a sweep in Chicago to get there.
So, Tom, what would you rather see? Would you rather see the better draft pick, or would you rather see the sweep and end strong?
I want to see Dan win.
That's right.
It's a free dinner. You can come along with me.
Yeah,
there you go.
I want some of that. Uh-huh. I don't know. How much could they really improve their draft pick? I mean, is it that big of a difference?
I thought they were getting close to getting into the lottery.
Yeah.
Ooh, being in the top, the bottom 10, the bottom of the barrel 10. So they can get
I might be wrong about that, but I thought that they were at least close.
I'll tell you one thing for sure. Ollie Marmol and the players will not tank the series. So whatever you want to think, I guarantee you they're not going to go into Wrigley and lay down.
Don't you think the Cubs will rest a little now that they got the wild card wrapped up? Don't you think they'll kind of go into coast mode a little bit?
Yes, they've had the wild card pretty much wrapped up for a while. The thing that they want to secure and make absolutely sure of is that they have the number one wild card, but it looks like they're going to have it. So, yes, I think that they pretty much can
resting arms
they can
and resting
wrap
bodies.
That up. Once they have that, you want to be the number one wild card. They can the Cardinals can win this series. They just won the Giants series. I think mostly you're just looking for next week and the direction of the team moving forward. And the Cardinals are a great franchise that has fallen, and they are in rebuild mode. And I can only think of a handful of players that I want to build around at this point. Mason Wynn, Michael McGreevy, Alec Burleson, J.J. Weatherholt, the terrific prospect coming, and Yvonne Herrera. I think that's a big development here is that they've announced in this last week that Herrera is going back to being a catcher. I think that's a big deal. I think if Heim Bloom has himself a great hitting catcher, then the Cardinals can build around those players, they've got something. But it's going to be a while. So, the draft picks are really important. And they have had J.J. Weatherholt and then Liam Doyle the last 2 years. Those are going to be household names in St. Louis.
Wow.
With no question. I mean, Weatherholt already should be. If you don't know about him, check him out. He's the Texas League MVP, and he played there for like 2 seconds. He came in and Springfield, by the way, won their Texas League. And it's very exciting what's going on at AA. Liam was there as well. Doyle's an absolute fireballer and a great, great starter. So the pieces are being put into place. And it will be exciting, I believe, when Bloom takes over and starts to convey his message for the team. I'm avoiding talking about your Tigers, but that is a super
horrible
collapse if you're a Tiger
That's
fan.
The worst.
And the Mets almost did it. I mean, the Mets let everybody back into this thing, and that's not over yet. The Mets lost last night to the Cubs, so the Reds and Diamondbacks are still only a game out going into this weekend for that final wild card. And then, Toronto even slipped. And now the Yankees are tied with them at the top of the AL East, although Toronto's going to the playoffs. They have the division in their grasp. It's going to be an interesting playoff. One thing that I will be watching for is, will Cardinals fans grab onto one team, or do they sort of spread the wealth in terms of who do they root for? Do they just sit back and watch? Will people want Mike Schilt to do anything with the Padres and make a run? Mm. But it'll be a fun baseball postseason.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Let's move to Sunday real quick. Oh, Tom's got to head to another sportscast.
I'll give you
your take on the Ravens and Chiefs on Sunday.
Oh, that's a great one.
1-2, both of them. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I think, the Ravens are the better team. but Kansas City finds ways to win. It's that simple. You look at that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Curious what that spread is.
It's 2.5.
Ravens by 2.5. Yep. I'd take the points there with the Chiefs. I think they'll find a way to get a home win.
Good.
All right.
I like it.
Tom Ackerman. Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, boy.
Oh, full weekend of sports. A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
A lot
baseball
of people
wrapping
are gonna be watching
up.
That game.
Postseason. October Madness begins next week. That'll be fun. Playoff. What the wild card, I think, starts as early as Tuesday. So it's right after the regular season. They get a day off, and Tuesday is the first, and then Wednesday the second round goes.
These Tigers, man.
Ah, they so got to get in, man. They've so lost bad. eight in a row, so nine bad. Of their last 10. It's horrible. Yeah, they are not playing well at all. but they're clinging to a one-game lead, aren't they?
They're one
behind the Guardians.
They're one out, and the Guardians have the tiebreaker, so it's...
Wow.
Not great for the Tigers. Great. And a lot of people are like, the panic alarms are all over the place. Now, this time of year, sports in an NFL season, everyone talking the Lions. That's the number one team in town, with the Lions being as good as they are.
Yep.
But right now, everyone's talking about how bad the Tigers are. And can't we have anything nice when it comes to the Tigers? All the years of terrible. And now they had a couple of bright, shining moments. And this year they were number one for a little bit. And now they are looking terrible.
This meltdown will go down as one of the worst collapses.
You got some good players
futility.
On that team, though.
Oh, they got a good future, too. They got a lot of good young players.
Scooble and Green.
Yeah.
Scooble is fantastic.
Great players.
Man, he rocked that dude in the face 2 days ago. Did you see that?
That was brutal.
It was.
Laying down a bunt, and he gets a 99-mile-an-hour in the face. So Scooble actually visited him in the hospital.
I think that guy bunted himself in the face.
Right, if he leaned into it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the way the ball hit off that bat when he put the bunt down, it just shot up and it smoked him dead in the face.
Oh.
And
I mean, pitch was only 98 though. So it's like,
only 90. I thought it was 99. Maybe they rounded up when they were reporting.
Did you see Skeens, by the way, the Pittsburgh pitcher. Yeah. Yesterday, six scoreless. He ends the year with a 1.97 ERA.
He's amazing.
He unbelievable.
Is just a beast.
He's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
And it's got to be frustrating as a Pirate fan knowing you're going to lose that guy in 2 years. Like, there's no way they're going to be able to sign him for the money he's going to be able to get.
Welcome to the LA small Dodgers.
Market. Yeah. Welcome to small market baseball. You build them and have to watch them leave.
I'm going against the grain. I'm saying they're keeping him. They'll do everything they can to keep him. It's like having Michael Jordan on your roster for the merchandising alone. There's no way they would let him go.
He'll be a $35 million a year pitcher. I'm not joking.
They'll do it.
That's what
they're going to.
No, they won't.
They'll do it.
I'm calling it right now.
Yeah, I don't know. That'll be tough.
That's like a third of their entire budget.
Yeah, but I think they're going to make it all up in the jerseys and the merchandising. It would be stupid for them not to re-sign
him. And just backload it like they did Ohtani for L.A.
Yeah. He's making like 60 a year, but they backloaded about 75% of that. He only gets like 5 or 10 million a year.
Give Skeens the team. Ownership. Just do it. As part of the team.
He only plays every fifth day. That's another thing it's hard to justify. You know, one pitcher can't lead you to the promised land.
And, all right. So I know exactly what you mean. All right, let's do another news coming up after the break. 97.1 FM Talk.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, be careful what you steal. Did you hear about the orange penguin story here in St. Louis?
No, I did not.
So apparently this 4-foot-tall orange penguin statue was stolen from a hotel in St. Louis. And it does not say in the story which hotel. I think they're staying anonymous at this point. But it got ripped off, but they had a GPS tracker in it.
Ugh.
Yeah. So down in Madison County, Missouri, they find the 4-foot-tall orange penguin, and it was returned to its owner, safely recovered. There are suspects identified. However, no arrests have been made yet, but it's good to report that the orange penguin has safely been brought home. You know, it reminds me of a story, though. I did a news story once where a baby Jesus got stolen out of a person's manger on the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it went on tour around the world. They had pictures of it in Monaco and Italy. People were packing the baby Jesus up in their suitcases and getting photos of it in front of the Eiffel Tower, in front of the Vatican, all these different places, on beaches in the Caribbean, and then it was returned on Christmas Eve the year before. It was like a prank by some neighbors.
It's like a flat Stanley. People do that with random things, but baby Jesus is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And so anyway, that story reminded me, the 4-foot large orange penguin. Safely home, though, here in St. Louis at whatever hotel. Yeah.
You know, there's this one story in San Francisco that they're putting warning signs out because of a crazy aggressive squirrel that is attacking the neighborhood. And first thing that came to mind when I saw this, being that it is San Francisco, could there be some fentanyl or something involved with this? So you have residents that are putting up these signs. They're saying that these squirrels are jumping, clamping onto their leg, would not leave. One person was even sent to the hospital, left bloody based on the squirrel launching themselves onto the person's face.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't like that. The attack of the squirrels. Do you think you can fight a squirrel off if you had to?
Well, Rally Squirrel was really a tame one here in St. Louis. He didn't attack anybody. But
was it the cat? Was the squirrel or cat that bit the dude that tried to get it off the outfield? Do you remember
cat.
That?
That was a cat. But Rally Squirrel was friendly. He was an icon in St. Louis. Yeah,
that's true.
That's right. Sue, you have anything?
No, was I supposed to?
No. But Sue, I got a story. Do you guys have any grandkids? Have you had to go through the naming process of a grandkid and cringed, you know, at all? Like, you got to like bite your lip because you're like, oh man, you know. I have a granddaughter, love her to death, sweetest little girl. Her name's Berkeley, and all I can think of is that liberal damn college out in California. Every time I hear Berkeley, right, Cal State Berkeley. So I'm just like, I started a nickname. I call her Birdie, and it stuck. Everybody in the family now calls her Birdie, and I'm like, perfect. Hopefully that'll be her name growing up, not Berkeley. But get this, there was a mom who is petrified that her children have named their child, and her son got the inspiration while doing his grilling. They have named their baby brisket, a baby boy.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. Love it.
Brisket.
Come on. No.
Your dad says brisket. It's a strong, manly name, and the wife like went it. Along with it. The boy's name is Brisket.
Well, I'm starving now. I hope you're happy.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And there are Kingsford after the charcoal. There's a couple of names you can pull from that. Love it all.
Sugarfire.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent next hour on 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.